If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
To beat Migs. I know I sure am because we made it to the weekend and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend,
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Hoochie Daddy summer continues.
It's Hoochie Danny.
And maybe Matthew from Monroe is also celebrating Hoochie Daddy summer. Matthew, are you there?
Good morning, MF Friday.
Yeah, Matthew is here. He's ready to go. So, Steve, you got to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matthew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What Pixar film stars Lightning McQueen?
Toy Story.
No.
Finding Nemo.
No.
Come on.
Star Wars.
No. What kind of animal is a silverback?
Silverback is a gorilla.
Correct. How many states share a border with New York?
New York. 5, 6,
yes, 5.
4.
King's Landing is a fictional capital city from what TV series?
King's Landing. Dawson's Creek.
No.
90210.
No.
Mark and Mindy.
No. Name one of the last 2 letters added to the English alphabet.
Z. Y.
No. No.
Oh, added to the English alphabet. M. L.
No. Never-ending soup and salad and breadsticks are offered at what chain restaurant?
Olive Garden.
Correct. How many South American countries does the equator pass through?
3, 4,
yes,
5.
Yes, 3. Which member of Fleetwood Mac is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2 times?
Stevie Nicks.
Correct. In what decade was the first black hole discovered?
Decade, black hole, 20s, 30s, 40s.
No, no, no. You got 5 correct, Matthew. We split right down the middle this morning.
Also, did you have that Fleetwood Mac?
I had this question pre-planned. He's going to be so excited.
He is. Look at him.
He doesn't even know.
No, he doesn't.
Welcome back to the studio, Steve.
It's good to be back.
Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What Pixar film stars Lightning McQueen?
Cars.
Correct. What kind of animal is a silverback?
A gorilla.
Correct. How many states share a border with New York?
3?
No.
4?
No.
5?
Yes. King's Landing is a fictional capital city from what TV series?
King's Landing? Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Sons of Anarchy.
No.
White Lotus.
No. Name one of the last 2 letters added to the English alphabet.
Z?
No.
Q?
No.
X?
No. Never-ending soup or salad and breadsticks are offered at what chain restaurant?
Oh, Olive Garden.
Correct.
Because we're family.
Yes. How many South American countries does the equator pass through?
Three?
Yes. Oh. Which member of Fleetwood Mac is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame two times?
Did you just write that question?
No, I did
for me?
Not.
Oh, Stevie Nicks.
She is.
You know, I'm a huge Fleetwood Mac fan.
Yes.
Now.
In what decade was the first black hole discovered?
50s.
No.
40s.
No.
30s.
No.
Damn.
Which hockey team plays their home games at TD Garden?
Oh, that would be the Toronto Maple Leafs.
No.
Oh. I don't know. TD Garden? Avalanche.
You got six correct, Steve, and that is a win.
Let's
a close
go.
One. 6-5. Wow. Sorry, Matthew.
Pixlars always gets me.
Pixar.
Oh, Pixar.
The Pixar movies.
I was like, Kixlars?
I'm the best. I'm the best.
I've never watched Cars, but I need to.
It's
I know.
So good. You'll love it. King's Landing is from Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And then the last two letters added to the English alphabet were J and U. The decade where they discovered the first black hole was the 70s, and the Boston Bruins play at TD Garden.
Okay.
There you go. Well, you still got a victory,
Steve. I still don't know it's the Boston Garden, that's all. I go back in the day before they were young. Bunch of capitalists trying to make money off of everything.
Wow. You're just old.
I am.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Back to school is just around the corner, and so that's why we do Kicks for Kids with Mary's Place this time of year. We want to put 400 pairs of sneakers, brand new shoes, on local children in need. And you can go to KISW.com, make that donation, and help us get to our goal of $20,000.
Open up your wallet, Rockaholics, and help out some kids in need.
Steve Miggs, you have stumbled upon something on YouTube.
Yes.
And because of what you found, you want to put Danny and I to the test.
It's just the beauty of YouTube, and I'm a sucker for YouTube. Anytime I just open up, sometimes I'll open up YouTube and I don't even know what I'm going to watch. I'm like, let's just see what the algorithm gives me.
And this is one of those instances?
Yes. So I see this weird, like, AI version of Nirvana as, like, the cover image. I'm like, what is going on? They look like a synth pop band. And it says, what if Nirvana had ditched grunge and embraced neon lights, synths, and drum machines? Meet Nerwave, the ultimate 80s synth pop reimagining of the legendary band. And I'm like, sold.
Nerwave.
Yeah, so what they did is they've taken Nirvana songs and turned them into 80s new wave songs.
Oh my gosh.
Right, so I grabbed a couple of them and I want to see how well and how quickly you guys can figure out what Nirvana song it became. Ooh. It's kind of a trip. Like, some of them actually work. Others, square peg in a round hole.
Oh no.
Are you ready for the first one? Let's see.
Oh yeah.
All right, okay, let's see. Who knows their Nirvana if it was an 80s new wave band more? Taryn or Danny? Here's the first one.
Smells Like Teen Spirit?
I was just going to say it, Taryn.
It was when the drums kicked in. That's when I got it.
I mean, you can see somebody with, like, the Flock of Seagulls hair dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Load up. Bring your friends.
Oh my gosh. What's kind of weird is that I don't hate it.
It's not terrible. If it wasn't a Nirvana song that I'm already familiar with, I probably would hate it.
God, they're opening for Tears for Fears.
Hello, 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 hello.
I wonder how the chorus is going to go.
Oh no.
Are you ready?
Never been more ready in my life.
Okay. All right, you're in for that one. Are you ready for the next Nirwave song? Let's see if you can figure out which one, which Nirvana song this one is from.
Come As You Are.
Wow. Yep. I'm hearing it like 2 seconds after Taryn hears it.
So I'm better?
Yeah. You're more of an honor for Nirvana fan. What are you better at?
Ridiculousness.
It's so weird hearing it this way.
It is.
I honestly, this sounds like Depeche Mode to me.
I thought it sounded like Talking Heads.
As a friend, as
this is so wacky.
These are the moments where I'm like, I understand that we don't like the robots. But these are the moments where I'm like, You know, that could be an acquaintance of mine.
I'll kick it with the robots for like an afternoon.
This is when technology makes me smile because it's not going to hurt anybody other than maybe Nirvana fans and their ears.
I think I just played the whole song.
All right, one more?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if you guys can figure out this Nerwave song. I bet Chris Novoselic and Dave Grohl would love this.
Come as... No, we just did Come As You Are. Is it Lithium?
Oh, my God. I'm done.
The Kraken song.
Let's go, Kraken.
Right? All right, let's hear the vocal sound.
I'm so happy, because today I found my friends. They are in my head.
This might be my favorite of the three.
I think this is my favorite, too.
Yeah, I heard the Kraken are playing it on New Wave Night.
They should. When they get the new neon jerseys that are allegedly going to happen this year.
Ooh. Is that real or are you messing with me?
I'm not. No, the alternate jersey, there's a rumor that the Kraken are going to kind of do what the Vegas Golden Knights did, where the jersey will glow like with black lights on it.
Oh, my gosh. We need that, and we have to go to that game.
And then when they score, they have to do this.
And then Taryn and Steve are in another realm.
We might be in festival mode.
Rave night at the Kraken.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's one of those fantastic chats happening on Reddit right now where a user asked people how they would react if one of their friends was dating someone way younger than them. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Someone posed a great question on Reddit. They asked, guys over 40, how do you feel when a friend dates a much younger girl?
Ooh.
Now, I'm not one to throw shade here, Steve, and I don't think you are either.
I think it's disgusting, personally. And I have a hard time. Danny, don't you have a hard time doing a show with someone like Taryn Daly, who's married to someone who robbed the cradle?
Man. Yeah, every day I just question why I come in here.
Yeah, Steve did nothing like that.
No, nothing. Yeah.
No.
Not at all. We are 11 years apart, sometimes 12.
We are 16, sometimes 17.
Yeah. Yeah, we have no case to argue about this.
So, of course, many people have shared their opinions, and we have to go straight to those comments.
And we figured who better to read these comments than an old man that has probably hung out with some younger ladies as well, and that would be one of the greatest actors of all time, Jack Nicholson.
Nice.
All right, so you ready for the first comment from Robot Jack?
Yes, sir.
I have a friend, 46, dating a 26-year-old. Being honest, it makes for an awkward dinner date. She's a nice girl, don't get me wrong, but she has absolutely nothing in common with us.
What, is she making relates? Like, is she talking about Rugrats? And you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Probably.
Okay, yeah.
My friend has a mail-ordered bride.
Oh.
Now, that's weird. I wish he was just dating a younger girl.
Yeah, I guess it would be a little bit less awkward if they were just dating a young... Do you know anybody that's married to a, has a mail-order bride? Weird question.
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
I know of somebody.
Really?
Yeah, they've not just once, but twice.
You found love twice?
Through mail order.
Wow.
And one of the times, I don't know all the details because we lost touch, but pretty much... He got a mail order bride. She moved over here.
From where?
I don't know where. It might have been Thailand. I can't remember. And she had a kid. She moved over here. He fell in love with her and the kid. She then left him with the kid.
What?
And now the kid's a teenager, and he still takes care of her. Takes care of the kid like it's, you know, like it's his son. And she just basically came here.
Dipped out
and left them with the kid.
That's bananas.
An insane story.
I've met 21-year-olds that are more mature than 31-year-olds.
Yeah,
that's true.
I know 20-year-olds that are smart, more mature than me.
I do too.
Yeah.
If your love life depends on her laughing at a Seinfeld reference, you might not be the emotionally mature one in the equation.
I feel like that sometimes when we just talk about Seinfeld in this room. Like, I look at Danny's and it's like, well, I don't know what the hell you're talking
about. I mean, I watched some Seinfeld, but I'm not like, I don't know all the episodes like so many people do.
I've had to give, like, my wife doesn't know any, she doesn't think Seinfeld's funny. And I've stopped now like relating things to Seinfeld, but there was a period of time in my life where everything was connected to Seinfeld. Oh,
but that's like every old person. Like, you, everyone you walk around in this building, they're like, Seinfeld. And it's like, God, that show is so dumb.
And to some of us, myself included, and you'll know this one day when you guys are my age, but like, there are certain shows where they feel like they still feel fresh and relevant, even though when I remove myself from the situation, I'm like, yeah, Seinfeld hasn't been around in like decades. I need to stop talking about it.
But it's timeless, Steve.
But what's the deal with people? No, I'm sorry.
I don't know. Ask Bill Belichick.
Some shade.
Some say he's robbing the cradle, but I say she's robbing the grave.
Here we have a couple more.
Love that.
I didn't think it's a huge deal if you date someone with an age gap. I think it's a huge deal if you only date people with an age gap.
Okay, so if it happens every once in a while, but it's not like a trend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't give a shit. I'm not Gen Z, so I don't need to be moral police.
Okay, here we got one more from Jack Nicholson about how do you feel if your friend who's over 40 is dating somebody that's younger than them?
My mom always said, son, whoever you want. Just make sure they are legal and you are wearing a Jimmy hat. That's my 2 cents.
Thanks, Mom.
Truer words have never been spoken.
The Daily Mix Show.
Something pretty ridiculous happened at a baseball game yesterday, leading to some people saying it was a complete disgrace to America.
And some think it was the most amazing thing they've ever seen.
So what is this thing that happened? We're going to tell you what's trending after Puddle of Mud. As you sip your coffee and reach for your cell phone, don't. You don't need that. We're going to take the control right now, Steve Miggs.
I need my cell phone or do I not need my coffee?
You have your coffee. Just don't grab your cell phone.
Okay, good.
Because we're going to take care of the pop culture business and tell the people what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Woo! Let's go!
Yesterday on Today, the hosts... really, really, really messed up a couple of times with their guest, Rick Springfield. First, they were out on the street. Savannah Guthrie, Jenna Bush, and Kaylee Harding began to sing a song that wasn't even one of Rick's.
Okay. Have you heard this or seen
this? Yes, it's very embarrassing.
Because, I mean... Okay, here.
How many Rick Springfield fans are there out here?
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse's girl. Jesse's
girl. She's singing 8675309.
He doesn't sing that song.
Isn't that Tommy Two Tone?
I honestly can't name another hit that Rick Springfield had other than Jesse's Girl. Can you?
Nope. That's the one.
Also, in 2025, I'm curious. Why are they having Rick Springfield on the Today Show?
I mean, I think he played the winery here like a couple years ago. I mean, okay. He's still out and about doing things.
Let's see how that went. Hold on.
Oh, nice.
Is that Rick?
That's Tom, the Two Tones.
The Two Tones. Very close. But again, a big they're big fans of Rick Springfield.
Poor Rick Springfield is just like, what the hell is going on here, guys?
Well, that wasn't it, though. Then, while he was being interviewed, Craig Melvin let out a yawn, and this is Rick's reaction.
It's really taken on a life of its own after I recorded it. Am I boring you?
No.
I would tell my manager I'm never coming back on the show ever again.
Would you? I mean, at least he's getting more. He's probably getting more attention for this than he would have was a guest. Yeah.
Actually, you're not at all.
No, dude, it's early. Don't worry about it. I'll yawn too. I'll probably yawn.
It's early, but this guy's the host of the Today Show. He's up early all the time.
I hate when people ask that, though. It's like, yeah, I'm a tired guy. I yawn all the time. They're like, they take it as an offense. I know he didn't. But if they have you ever met somebody like that where they're like, you're not interested in this conversation, huh? And it's like, no, I'm just tired.
Sometimes people, I think, don't like even put two and two. Like, sometimes I'll be on my phone and I'm talking to someone. I have to check my phone real quick. Like, oh, am I boring you? You have to be on your phone. I'm like, no, I'm. My wife needs something and it's kind of important. Like,
timely.
Let's not get offended by sometimes people are trying to multitask here. But the yawn one is a weird thing.
Oh, poor guy.
All right. I have a feeling. I know you have Camp Cash this weekend, which is your big like hippie festival at your house where you're all hanging out, barbecuing, having a great time. I feel like it might be too late, but you need to put together some funds and some money and fly this guy out to do the national anthem at Camp Cash. Did you see yesterday at the Baltimore Orioles game what happened?
I heard about it. I have not heard it.
So there's this guy. His name is Dan Deacon, and he looks like a kind of guy that likes going to a festival or two over the last several years. Like, he's just kind of got that look to him, right? And they had him perform at Camden Yards, and it was a doubleheader, and they had him do it ahead of the game against the Mets, right? His performance went viral for many reasons. Some thought it was really cool and interesting and unique. Others thought it was, quote, a disgrace to America. Oh, are you ready to hear it? So he's an electronic artist, and he's got like a vocal, like it's kind of like an auto-tune, like mixing board, and he like, you could tell he's just kind of doing things on the fly as he's singing.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light so
he sounds like he's in Daft Punk.
He does.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
And the twilight has gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the
perilous fight. They do shout out to the crowd. And there are people in the crowd that are like trying to be, you know, respectful. But also have this very puzzled look on their face. Like, was I microdosed in my drink?
Oh,
what
no.
is happening here?
That See, is so funny.
I love it. I mean, as long as you don't disrespect the seventh inning stretch. But you know this. Go ahead with
the national anthem. Oh, look, he's so salty about the call me daddy lady.
Because she was the best.
If this guy was hot, you'd love him too.
All the ramparts we watch,
also, he doesn't look like what I was expecting him to look like. He looks like he should be doing my taxes.
He looks like a dude that does taxes during the week, microdoses on the weekend, and has some fun with his vocals. So is psilocybin legal in Baltimore?
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is one more chance for you to beat Steve Miggs this morning. Do you think you can do it? The man's record, 232 wins, 71 losses, and 55 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play the game we call Beat Miggs at 850.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.